I want you to picture, just for a second, the modern marketing department. In your head, it's probably this bustling newsroom, right?
Like more, yeah.
People shouting about TikTok trends, videographers editing 4K footage.
Three monitors, headphones on, the whole deal.
It looks like a high-end TV station. That's the dream.
That is absolutely the dream every CMO pitches to the board, for sure.
Right, but the reality is, well, it's usually one or two incredibly stressed out people.
Staring at a Google Doc,
trying to figure out how to turn a single, like, 3,000-word white paper into a tweet, a LinkedIn post, a blog.
And, God forbid, a video.
And a video, all before lunch. It's impossible.
It's the content hamster wheel. And the math just doesn't work anymore. You've got these platforms, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok. They're all offering you infinite shelf space.
They're begging for content.
Begging for it. But your ability to produce that content, it's strictly limited by biology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people you can hire, how long they can stay awake before they just burn out.
Biology is the bottleneck. I like that. And that is exactly what we're dissecting today. We're looking at a solution that, well, it claims to remove biology from the equation entirely.
Yeah, we are.
We're looking at the intersection of two very different but very powerful worlds.
We are smashing the brain and the muscle together today.
Exactly. So on one side, we have Creatio. Mm-hmm. If you're in enterprise software, you know them. They are a massive player in the no-code space, CRM, sales automation, you name it. Their whole pitch right now is agentic automation.
Right. Creatio is kind of like the nervous system of the business. It decides what needs to happen.
Okay.
This lead is not, send them an email. Or this customer is angry, escalate the ticket. It creates the structure for all the work.
But then we have the second player, Auto Content API. And this is where things get a little sci-fi.
This is not a chatbot.
No.
Yeah.
It's an industrial engine for what they call content transformation. And the mission for this deep dive is to figure out, you know, what happens when you plug that engine into the Creatio nervous system.
It's a fascinating combination because Creatio makes this very bold promise on their homepage.
I saw that.
Double your productivity without adding headcount. Usually when I see that, I just assume it's marketing fluff. It's just a fancy way of saying, we have keyboard shortcuts.
It sounds like a snake oil pitch, right?
Yeah.
Do twice the work with half the effort.
It does. It really does. But when you pair their workflow engine with the Auto Content API, that math actually starts to check out. We're not talking about working faster.
But what are we talking about?
We are talking about a fundamental shift from manual creation to automated transformation.
Okay, let's stop and define that. Automated transformation. Because I think a lot of listeners might hear that and just think, oh, you mean using ChatGPT to write a blog post?
No, and this is a really crucial distinction. Using an LLM to write text is just, it's faster typing. It's still a manual process. You prompt it, you read it, you edit it.
Right.
Transformation is different. It addresses the production bottleneck in a multimodal world.
That is a mouthful of a phrase.
It is, but think about the logistics. Let's say you have a great idea, a really solid case study about how your product saved a client $1 million. To turn that into a blog, a podcast, a YouTube video, and a TikTok, you traditionally need four different skill sets.
A writer, a voice actor, a video editor, a social media manager.
And the costs are brutal.
Oh, I was looking at the industry averages in the notes. Outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode. You're looking at anywhere from $100 to, what, $15,000?
And a professional video.
$3,000 minimum.
Exactly. Yeah. So what do businesses do? They make a compromise. They say, we can't afford all that, so we'll just do the blog.
And they effectively abandon the 80% of the audience who would rather listen or watch.
They leave money on the table.
Yeah.
All because the production line is too expensive.
So the auto content argument is, you don't need new ideas. You have the ideas. You have the PDFs, the databases. You just have a formatting problem.
Precisely. It's what they call headless content production. Think of it like this. You feed the API a URL, say, your latest blog post. It doesn't just summarize it. It programmatically transforms it into a broadcast-ready audio file, a vertical video with an avatar.
All at the same time.
All simultaneously. And a slide deck.
Okay, so that's the engine. Now let's bring Creatio back in, because Creatio is the trigger, right? This is where the no-code part comes in.
Yes. Creatio is the environment where all the business logic lives. So imagine you're a marketing manager. You don't want to spend your day copy-pasting links into some tool.
You want a system. You want to set it and forget it.
Exactly. So in Creatio, you build a workflow. When the status of this white paper changes to approved,
that's the trigger.
Then fire a webhook to auto content API.
For those who aren't super technical, a webhook is basically just a digital baton pass, isn't it?
That's a great way to put it. It's just saying, here's the data, go do your thing.
Yeah.
So the white paper gets approved, and suddenly, without a human lifting a finger, the API ingests that PDF.
And what happens then?
5 minutes later, it returns a podcast episode explaining the paper, 3 TikToks for the social team, and a summary for the newsletter. Creatio provides the logic. Auto Content provides the media assets.
I want to dig into the quality here because we've all heard automated audio. It usually sounds like a GPS navigation system having a stroke.
Right, very robotic.
But the notes here compare Auto Content to Notebook LM.
And that's the gold standard right now. Google's Notebook LMA, it stunned everyone because it generates these audio overviews. It simulates two hosts like us bantering, interrupting each other, using fillers like,
It sounds frighteningly human.
It's the uncanny valley, but in a good way.
Yeah.
But Notebook LM is a walled garden. You have to go to their site, upload your file manually. It's a consumer tool.
I see.
Auto Content is offering that same deep dive audio format, two voices, banter style, but via an API.
So you can bake it right into your enterprise software.
Exactly. Imagine a Monday morning market update for your sales team. Typically, nobody reads those email updates. They just get deleted.
Mm-hmm.
But what if Creatio scraped the week's sales data, sent it to the API, and generated a fun 5-minute podcast of two hosts breaking down the numbers?
And that just shows up in the sales rep's feed.
Automatically. Hey team, looking at the numbers from the Northeast region, it turns dry data into something they can consume while they drive to work.
That's internal. But what about external? Because the thing that really caught my eye in the documentation was the video capability. They call it the faceless channel.
Video is the whale. It is the most expensive asset to create, and it has the highest engagement.
By far.
So Auto Content API has endpoints specifically for Shorts, Reels, and TikToks. And again, we're not just talking about a slideshow with text on it.
No.
We are talking about AI avatars.
Lip-synced.
Fully lip-synced. You feed it the script, or let it generate the script from your source text, and it renders a vertical video with an avatar speaking, complete with dynamic subtitles and B-roll footage in the background.
I have to play devil's advocate here. Avatar video can often look stiff. Is this really something a brand would put on their main channel?
It's a fair question. I mean, 2 years ago, no.
Yeah.
It looked robotic. But today, it's passing the scroll test. If you're scrolling through TikTok, it stops the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the economics. We said a manual video costs, what, $300 to $3,000?
Right.
Auto Content lists this at roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that's about 4 euros.
4 euros. That's a rounding error.
It's the price of a latte. And this is where the strategy totally shifts. If a video costs 4 euros, you stop treating it as art and you start treating it as data.
What do you mean by that?
It's called creative testing at scale. If you hire a production crew, you make one video and you pray it works.
You hope for the best.
If you use the API, you make 50. You test different avatars, different hooks, different scripts. You throw them all into the algorithm, see which one gets traction, and then maybe you spend the big money on a human production for that specific angle.
You're using the API to de-risk the creativity.
Exactly. You can't afford to fail with a $5,000 video. You can afford to fail 49 times with a 4 euro video. It completely changes the risk profile of your marketing.
And if you're running Creatio, you can automate that testing.
Right. You could have the system generate 5 variations of a video for every new product launch automatically.
That makes a lot of sense. It's quantity enabling quality discovery. But let's pivot for a sec. We've talked a lot about marketing. Creatio is a unified platform. They're huge on customer service and sales too. How does this content engine help a port agent who is like drowning in tickets?
This is actually one of the most practical use cases. It solves what I'd call the explanation gap.
The explanation gap.
Picture a support agent using Creatio. A ticket comes in. How do I recalibrate the sensor on Model X? The answer is buried in a PDF manual somewhere.
Right.
So usually the agent finds the page, copies 4 paragraphs of dense text, and emails it to the customer.
And the customer reads 2 sentences, gets confused, and calls back.
Correct. Text is a terrible medium for technical instructions. Now imagine the agentic workflow. The Creatio system analyzes the ticket. It realizes it's a how-to request. and it pings the Auto Content API with the link to the Model X manual.
I think I see where this is going.
The API crawls the manual, it extracts the calibration steps, and it instantly generates a 60-second video with an avatar visually explaining the process. First, turn the dial to the left.
Wait, does the agent have to record anything? Or even check it?
Zero recording. And in terms of checking, I mean, the system provides a preview, but the data is pulled directly from the approved manual, so the accuracy is high. The agent just clicks send.
That is wild. You're giving every single support agent their own personal video production studio.
It reduces ticket resolution time, it increases customer satisfaction, and it lets one agent handle twice the volume. Again, it fulfills that Creatio promise, productivity without headcount.
Okay, that's service. Now let's talk sales. Because this is where I usually get a little skeptical. Sales is about relationships, the human touch. If I feel like I'm being sold to by a machine, I just tune out.
You're right. People buy from people.
Yeah.
But there's a specific problem in B2B sales called the CEO paradox.
Which is?
Customers want to hear from the top. They trust the CEO. They want the market update from the founder, not some junior sales rep.
Sure.
But the CEO is the bottleneck. They have zero time to record personalized messages for thousands of prospects.
So you end up with those generic, dear valued customer emails signed by the CEO that everyone knows are fake.
Exactly. It feels low effort.
Yeah.
But Auto Content API has a voice cloning feature.
Voice cloning. Okay, so we're synthesizing the CEO.
Yes. The CEO records a few minutes of audio, wants to train the model. Then you set up a workflow in Creatio. Let's say a high value prospect moves to the contract negotiation stage in the CRM.
A critical moment.
Right. That event triggers a script generation based on that specific prospect's industry news. And using the CEO's cloned voice, it generates a personalized audio note. Hey, I saw your team is looking at the proposal. I just wanted to share a thought on how this impacts your Q4 goals.
And the CEO is actually on a plane or asleep when this happens.
They never even picked up a microphone.
Yeah.
But to the prospect, they just got a personal voice note from the CEO of the company. It feels incredibly high touch.
It solves the paradox.
It does. You get the authority of the leader with the scalability of software.
It's leveraging the personal touch as a programmatic asset. That is powerful. I mean, does it require a team of developers to set all this up? Well, we keep saying API, which sounds technical. Creatio users are usually business analysts, not coders.
That's the cultural fit aspect here. Mm-hmm. Creatio is no code. Auto Content is API first, but they know their audience. The documentation highlights integrations with tools like Make.com and Zapier.
Ah, the glue of the internet.
Exactly. So you're not writing Python scripts. You're dragging and dropping boxes in a visual builder. If new lead in CreatioEc, then create video in Auto Content. Ecala link, then email link. No. Just logic, not code. It makes these two platforms very compatible.
So we've got marketing pumping out faceless videos, service sending custom explainer videos, sales sending clone CEO voice notes. But there's another layer here that felt like a sleeking giant in the research.
Globalization. Well, this is massive. If you are a global enterprise using Creatio, you have a fragmentation problem. Yep. Your U.S. team makes great content. Your team in Germany or Japan, they usually just get the scraps.
Or they have to wait 3 weeks for a translation agency to dub everything.
Right, and it's expensive. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. But it doesn't just translate the text.
It does more.
It resynthesizes the audio.
Meaning
it takes your English podcast episode about the new product launch, transcribes it, translates it, and then it regenerates the audio in Spanish, German, and French using native-sounding AI voices.
Mm. So it's not just subtitles. It's a full dubbed audio experience.
Fully dubbed. And it happens in minutes. Think about the ROI there. You create one asset in English, and you instantly multiply your total addressable market, your TAM, by 5.
You're suddenly a local player in markets where you don't even have a marketing team.
That's the definition of scale.
But I want to challenge you on one thing. To fuel all of this, the podcasts, the videos, the global translations, you need substance. You can't just keep saying generic things. One of my biggest gripes with AI content is that it hallucinates. It makes stuff up.
Facts are optional for a lot of LLMs. You're right. And for a B2B company using Creatio, that is a deal breaker. You cannot send a client false data.
So how does Auto Content handle that?
They have a specific endpoint called Deep Research. This isn't just a text generator. It uses agents to browse the live web.
It actually goes online.
Yes. It goes to trendedsources-ft.com, sec.gov, Bloomberg. It looks for real-time data. It performs what's called multi-step reasoning. It finds a claim, cross-references it, and outputs structured data with citations.
So it's doing the homework before it writes the script.
Exactly. And this unlocks a strategy called programmatic SEO.
Okay, unpack that. Because yeah. SEO usually means writing a blog post and hoping Google likes it.
Programmatic SEO is about scale. Let's say you want to rank for supply chain trends, but not just generally. You want to rank for supply chain trends in Austin, in Berlin, in London.
That's hundreds of pages. If you just use ChatGPT for that, Google would flag it as spam immediately. It's thin content.
Correct. But with the Deep Research API connected to Creatio, you can do it differently. You have the system research actual local trends for each of those 500 cities. Real data.
Okay.
Then, for each city, it generates a unique 500-word guide, a unique podcast discussing those local stats, and a unique video.
For every single page.
For every single page. Now, when Google looks at that page, it doesn't see spam. It sees high information density. It sees mixed media. And crucially, it sees dwell time.
Because the user is stopping to watch the video or listen to the audio?
Exactly. And dwell time is a huge ranking factor. You can dominate the search results because you are providing actual value at a scale that a human team physically couldn't match.
And you did it without hiring 50 research analysts.
You did it with a workflow.
It really circles back to that initial promise from Creatio, double the productivity. When you start stacking these technologies, the CRM plus the generative API, it feels like we're crossing some kind of threshold.
We are. It's the shift from content as a craft, something an artisan does one by one, to content as infrastructure.
Infrastructure, like electricity.
Like electricity or cloud computing. Yeah. It's always on, it's scalable, and it's cheap.
I just want to hit those numbers one last time because they stick in my head. A podcast episode for cents, a video for €4, a research report for $1.
It fundamentally changes the unit economics of growth. If your competitor is spending $500 to make a piece of content and you're spending $4, you could afford to be wrong 99 times and still win. You can target the long tail, the tiny niches that are too small for them, but profitable for you because your cost basis is near zero.
That is a powerful place to be. But it leads to a slightly scary question. If the agents, the Creatio side, are managing the workflow and the engines, the auto content side, are making the materials, where does that leave us? Are we just watching the machines talk to each other?
No. And this is the most important takeaway, I think. We stop being the bricklayers. We aren't mixing the cement anymore.
We become the architect.
We become the architects. We design the building. We set the strategy. We define the brand voice, the how, the execution, the rendering, the typing. That becomes automated. But the why, the vision, that is still 100% human. Yeah. And frankly, that's the harder part.
It means we have to level up. We have to stop worrying about how to edit a video timeline and start worrying about why we're making the video in the first place.
Exactly. The tools give you leverage, but you still have to apply the force.
That is a perfect place to leave it. We're moving from the era of creation to the era of orchestration. For everyone listening, if you're sitting on a pile of data or a blog that needs a voice, check the show notes. We've linked up the docs for both Creatio and AutoContent.
Absolutely. Go build something.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.